Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day, everybody. We will help you get over it. You get home, you pop a cold one, and you realize at this time tomorrow, there will be one day left in the week. You know, I always say, I don't know about you, Lonzo, but there's a feeling, I don't know when it hits you, but it always hits you sometime on Thursday, right? Like on Thursday, it's like the light at the end of the tunnel is on. And so whenever this schedule feels daunting to me, right, devising and creating 4 hours of content on a daily basis, what I like to do is I look at it as like a three-day week, right? Because Monday is easy. You just had the weekend to chill out, right? So Monday's not a problem. Friday is not a problem because, it's a piece of cake. You know, you only got that last day left. So the week is basically a three-day week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all right? We're 1 hour away from being done with the two out of the three-day weeks, but it's always that feeling when the Thursday show is over. If you had a good show Thursday, it's one of the best feelings known to man.
You know what? We work in an awesome job, so I'm not going to complain about a long week or an early week. I'm not trying to be opposite of you, and I'm not going to mention mention the fact that I work 6 days a week, so you know it has a different meaning for me. But still, in the end, what a fun job we have. And I realize we're going through probably and hopefully the most difficult time ever in sports. But we've made it through, and we've done a good job with it. So everything else is icing. It's going to be easy, and we can skate on into retirement after making it through this.
There you go. Hey, want to welcome Rob Lesperance to the ESPN Upstate family. Rob is a new follower on ESPN Upstate on Twitter. To all new followers, if you're on Twitter, all you have to do is you click that little follow button on ESPN Upstate, and we'll give you a shout-out, a personal shout-out here on the air. So, Rob Lesperance, welcome to the ESPN Upstate family. We, of course, have our March Mayhem bracket fight, our play-in fight going on. Lonzo's calling shenanigans. It's no worse than what the NBA did trying to get Zion Williamson into postseason. And today's fight is to get to the Final Eight, Frank Martin versus Sammy Watkins. 54-year-old Frank Martin. Look, no doubt about it, if Frank Martin's 27 and Sammy Watkins is 27, who you're picking? You're going with Frank Martin. I get that. But Frank Martin is 54, twice the age of Sammy Watkins. Who wins in a fight? Scotty Meyer says Frank Martin is Goldberg compared to Sammy Watkins. I'm taking Frank Martin. Good or bad comparison, Lonzo?
Great comparison. Goldberg went undefeated for years. So, yeah, let's go with Goldberg. And Goldberg had that glare, that mean look that had you losing before you even heard the bell.
What happened to him? Like, why did he fall off a cliff popularity-wise?
He just stopped. He came back, by the way. He came back and has been champ a couple times, and then he left again after a bad match.
I want to say, like, 2002, like, his popularity was at its heyday. I was still in school, and I just remember all the wrestling nerds loved that guy. And then I don't know what happened to him after that.
He got into
a one-hit wonder or what?
No. He was a star for years for WCW, for not as much for WWE, but then he got into cars and stuff, and he's done car shows. He's actually been in some movies. I think he was an evil Santa in one of the movies that he was in. They're B-movies, but still, you know.
All right. A check on our text line where we are taking your votes for who is going to win in a fight. We need your votes for who is going to win in our March Mayhem bracket, folks. One vote coming in on the text line for Frank Martin. Next vote coming in on the text line for Sammy Watkins. This is a real, real close one. So we take your Twitter votes. We take your text line votes. Twitter right now says 51-49% in favor of Sammy Watkins. Another texter on the text line says Frank Martin all day long and tomorrow too. He calls him, Lonzo, Sammy Potkins. That's listen, you're a Chiefs fan. You got to admit that's pretty clever. Sammy Potkins would be too high to get off the stool and answer the opening bell. That comes in from Red Watson.
I'm in a hard place here because if I'm derogatory towards Sammy Watkins, well, it's just because I hate Clemson. So I can't really say anything. I'm glad that Sammy was on the Chiefs, and I'm glad that he got a ring. But he can't beat Frank Martin.
We need your votes, folks. We need your votes. Keep them coming in. You don't really want to see Sammy Watkins beat Frank Martin in a fight, do you? You don't want to see that happen to Sir Frank. Go ahead, give us your votes on the text line, 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. We've also asked you the question today, if you believe Will Muschamp really, truly, in his heart of hearts, wants there to be a college football this season. Do you really think in his heart of hearts he wants to play? I want to get to some sound from throughout the sports world because there's a lot of good sound right now. Nebraska is talking about, hey, the hell with the Big Ten. We want to play. The Big Ten commissioners come out and said, you can't play. You're part of us, and you are not allowed to do that. Nebraska is being the petulant child right now. Could Nebraska hop over to the SEC? Here's Ross Dellinger, who was on our show Offsides on Friday. We don't want Nebraska. My, have the mighty have fallen. Nebraska's like Tennessee in terms of these programs that used to be in the penthouse and now are in the outhouse, man.
I'm just saying, I said this yesterday, the ACC, they had that extra game. Nebraska could play a different ACC team every week. They could do that.
I appreciate you selling Nebraska, but they're not, you know, Nebraska is the hot cheerleader when you went to high school that looked like a raisin when you went back to your reunion.
I'm not championing the cause of Nebraska, but how well would Nebraska do in the ACC? After dogging them to pieces,
okay. Maybe,
how would they deal with the cupcakes?
Maybe the third best team.
Okay.
Maybe the third
All
best
right.
team. All right, there you go. Let's get to Lewis Riddick here, ESPN. The postponement of the fall college football season, how might this affect NFL?
Season and have to go back and look at 2019, then make their decisions as far as the evaluation is concerned off of that tape, and then you have a full calendar year here where you're going, well, what's this player been doing? What kind of shape are they in? What kind of choices have they been making? You know, what is it that they're going to look like once they get into our building after having not seen them play the game of football for over a year? And that obviously introduces risk that is going to make everyone uncomfortable, but everyone's going to have to deal with. And these young men right now, you know, who are in the conferences that have decided not to play already in the Pac-12 and Big Ten, you know, once the spring rolls around and that there is a season and they are able to pull off a spring season, then you're going to have to, you know, these guys are going to have to make decisions about, okay, what is my draft stock currently? Is it too risky for me to play?
There you go. Gene Smith, Ohio State's athletic director, feels point blank like he failed his athletes.
We really were really, really sad and disappointed we couldn't provide them the opportunity, and that's what I told them. You know, I told him I failed him, and I feel I did because we weren't able to create the ultimate protocols for the game itself where we could feel comfortable playing it. And I shared with them, I feel like I felt them, and I apologized to them and told them that, you know, I'm going to wake up tomorrow with a passion to see if we can figure out a way for them to compete in the spring and play the game they love. Shared with them that they still have so many things to be thankful for. We're going to continue to provide them their services relative to medical attention and strength and conditioning if they want to take advantage of those and they get a chance to get their education on scholarship. So they have a lot of things to be thankful for. So spend the night to go through your depression, but wake up tomorrow with a new passion.
Yeah, well, the depression caused by you guys. And, you know, this goes back to being a kid with a sibling, and you're saying, but mommy, Allie got to do it. Why not us? Allie got to do it. SEC's playing, ACC's playing, Big 12's playing. Why not us?
Wow, thanks, Gene. Really appreciate it. You're going to put forth the effort so they can play in the spring. Why didn't you put that same effort into having them get to play when they're supposed to play? And you should wake up the next day and feel, shut up, Gene.
Dave Toffenberg has his own theory about why the Big Ten and the Pac-12 pieced out.
The players, they have more power than they've ever had. They have more of a voice than they've ever had. They also need to get a union. They need a PA like the NFL, and they need people speaking up for them that have been through the hardships, that have, there are lawyers that have been through negotiations. And I just, the players, this is the best time for them to capitalize on that. But, yeah, I think the Power Five is going to be smart enough to go, wait a minute. The NCAA has no control over who decides whether we play football. The NCAA, they don't schedule my game. What do they do for me? You know, like, why do they get paid all this money when we could collaborate, work together, and we could get more money? Maybe now we pay the players more money, find a better opportunity for more money. So I think this is the perfect year, and I do. I think this will spark a – college football will never look the same again after this year, and a lot of it's going to be improvements that needed to be made.
All right. I don't even have to announce the penalty anymore. Lonzo throws the flag on himself.
Yes, I threw the flag on myself. I was still mad at Gene, and I played the wrong cut. Forget you, Gene.
Get out my face, Gene. Yeah, let's get to the right cut here, because that was David Pollack on college football needing a players association like the NFL. How about Dave Toffenberg saying that this whole spiel that the Big 12 and Pac-12 decided not to play because of player safety is a load of BS.
Everyone that says this, well, this was done for the safety of the players. No. This was done because they were terrified of the liability, God forbid, the worst case scenario happened. So you can put your head in the sand and say, oh, you know, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, really, they did the right thing because the safety of the players is clearly the biggest story here. But that's not the case. Like, don't be so naive. If they thought that they wouldn't be liable, God forbid something happened, we'd be talking about starting college football in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I totally agree. And finally, my former partner, Booger McFarland, believes that what we're about to see will be the beginning of a sea change in college athletics.
If they play a spring season, then you're not going to see the top prospects. Anyone who thinks they have a chance at getting drafted, anyone who is a first, second, or third round draft pick, they are not going to play. So do we really have a legitimate college football season this spring?
Those are the words of one Booger McFarland. Folks, we need your votes. I need your votes, all right? Please text us in our March Mayhem bracket. Very simply, who wins in a fight, Frank Martin or Sammy Watkins, okay? Right now, if you look at yourselves as being on teams, the Twitter team is beating the text line team, okay? Twitter is getting a lot of votes. Text line, not as many. So please text us your votes at 71307. March Mayhem bracket. Who wins in a fight, Frank Martin or Sammy Watkins? Very simple question. Tweet us your winner. Coming up next on the show, you will hear from former Georgia starting quarterback Hudson Mason, who joins us on an amazing piece that he's written. And it's called How Canceling College Football Season Will Backfire on Universities and the NCAA. That is next here on the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. So, you know, look, I understand. I can always see a point on both sides, right? That is your job to try to understand folks, right? I have said if we end up not having college football, we can look at ourselves in the mirror for our catastrophic failure as a country to tamper this thing down and to lower cases, right? The rest of the world, to a certain degree, has laughed at us for some of the things that we've done. That's just the fact. Now, I also happen to believe that college athletes are safer playing, being on campus within their football facility and under the care and the multi-million dollar protocols that they have in place than if they would be sent home. I think they're safer doing that. And so I hope that the Big 12, that the ACC, that the SEC move forward with plans to play college football this year. Everyone wants to paint you in a corner, folks, but when you are a registered independent, as I am, you have a voting history of voting both left and right, right? And joining us right now is somebody that you can hear on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, Georgia, my former stomping grounds, is somebody that you can see on the SEC Network, and somebody who has an article out that is beautifully written, that is going viral, how canceling college football season will backfire on universities and the NCAA. Former Georgia starting quarterback Hudson Mason joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Hudson, good afternoon. How are you, pal?
Doing good, man. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well, Hudson. Appreciate you making the time. So, Hudson, I read your article. I read the article and was taken by, number one, you're a very gifted writer, Hudson. I want to pass that on to you, man. This was beautifully written, sir.
Well, I tell you what, man. Never did I think I would end up actually using my communications degree in the form of writing.
Yeah.
But hey, 2020 has taught us anything. It's be prepared for the unpredictable.
There you go. So Hudson, look, I'm not against players' rights in any way, shape, or form. But my take is, if we're going to go down the road of name, image, and likeness payment for players, Why not have it be an either or? Why not have it be a choice? When an athlete comes to campus, you have a choice. You can take a scholarship and not receive name, image, and likeness payments, or you can receive name, image, and likeness payments and pay your own way. We'll even give you 6 months to figure out which is going to put more money in your pocket, to take the free ride, or if you can, if you're a five-star athlete that is immensely popular, you might make more money going your own way. But I don't think schools should have to take on both of those things, Hudson. So how about either or?
Yeah, I think for the football players, Mark, that the guys who generate revenue for the universities, which is predominantly football and maybe some basketball players in, on schools, that would work. But with Title IX, I think that's where that would probably get a little tricky, because pretty much every other school or every other sports program outside of men's basketball and football doesn't bring any money in. And so it's all subsidized by the revenue generated by football players. So, you know, I would assume like all those other Olympic sport athletes would choose to take the full ride scholarship, because if they're going to be relying on, you know, the name, image, and likeness to carry, you know, to carry the weight, well, they're probably not going to be getting, you know, quite a bit they're not going to really benefit from that financially. So, as we've seen, you know, and look, I am a outspoken capitalist. I am a free market capitalist. I'm all for people making as much money on their talents as possible, and not handcuffing players. And I believe that that is the same, and I look at that the same as NCAA athletes. But, and I'm not a fan of Title IX. I'm a proponent of, you know what, the real world is, you know, what you bring to the table, what you kill, so to speak, is what you eat.
Yes.
And so I think Title IX does a huge disservice to preparing people for the real world. I've never really been a big fan of it. But legally, it's legally protected by Title IX. So I think that's where it could get a little tricky.
Former Georgia Bulldogs starting quarterback Hudson Mason joining us on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Hudson, do you believe the cancellation of football in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 is more about protecting the status quo, the guise of amateurism, than it is protecting student athletes from COVID?
Yeah, I do, Mark, and that's what I tried to articulate in that article that I wrote, and I believe that for a couple reasons. I think it's been camouflaged by university presidents and commissioners as we're doing this in the best interest of the player safety and health. But if you, like, for example, if you read today, the Pac-12 players that formed that player movement a couple weeks ago released a statement, and it really exposed Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, in a really negative and bad way. And outside of Larry Scott, or excuse me, outside of Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, nobody has been exposed as more of a buffoon through this whole process than Larry Scott. And what they talk about is that the Pac-12 commissioner and the university presidents did not even consider canceling the fall football season until the players kind of started this uprising. And then it looked like, you know, they were finally, for the first time ever, going to have power in their voice and to stand up for the inadequate testing. You know, they didn't feel like the Pac-12 commissioner and the university presidents were taking some of their requests very seriously. And in fact, they even state, we tried to get a hold of Larry Scott, the commissioner, and he never answered us. You know, we sent emails, he never got back to us. And so I think when that uprising from a player movement started to happen and the players were talking about, okay, we've got leverage and we need to leverage hard, otherwise we'll lose it, that is when the university presidents looked at this and go, okay, we'd rather not have a season, lose millions of dollars, than potentially allow players to benefit off of the old school model of NCAA amateurism. And I think that's really what it's about, is trying to preserve that old antiquated way of how the NCAA amateurism model has always been, which is, you know, you are a student first, you're not an employee. And, you know, I'm in favor of unionization, Mark, for the players, but I'm not for sure and convinced that the players truly understand what it means when you're going to unionize. And I think if this college football committee that they want to start if that's the end goal, to unionize and become employees, I think if it's run by smart people that understand, for example, if you're going to become an employee of the university, that means you can be fired at any moment. That means that you are as easily fireable as the chemistry professor or the math professor. So if you get in trouble or you get arrested, you can be fired. If you don't live up to your performance, you can be fired. And so I'm not for sure the players truly understand what unionizing means. But if they do, and it's run by smart people, then I think there's some legitimacy to it.
Hudson Mason joining us here on the show. Hudson, why can't we have a college football bubble? Look, we keep hearing that, okay, is it safe for students to be back on campus? And I understand, Hudson, why you could play football and also have students do e-learning, because a university can't afford the protocol for 40,000 students that it can afford for a smaller group of 100 football players. I get that entirely. But why can't you have a bubble in which the football players stay, live in, around the football facility, have e-learning through their courses inside the football facility, and generally stay away from a 40,000-person student body?
I think it's very much doable, Mark. I mean, again, I think the root of this problem goes all the way back to, again, what we just talked about is, you know, if you're going to do something for football players that you're not going to do for the normal student body, then I think presidents are absolutely petrified of the optics of making it look like, okay, wait a minute, we're a football factory. And I think that's what's driving this decision, even though you know and I know in the SEC and some of the ACC like Clemson, they are football factories. And these schools generate millions of dollars for football. And so I think university presidents are really, really scared about these certain decisions if they made, like, you know, to do a bubble format where college football players were on campus, but they kept normal student body back home, even though they already do that for bowl week. I mean, we're there a month practicing while everybody else is home for Christmas. I think they're afraid of that label of, oh my gosh, what we all already know to be true is, you know, football players are different. They're treated different. They're treated more important than the normal student body. I think they're just afraid of that realization becoming a reality. And the other thing too, is Mark, is you talked about, okay, keep the normal student kids on campus, make them do or just have the normal student body on campus and have the football players there, but just make them do e-learning 100% of the way. We've already seen that started to happen. I mean, Justin Fields last year was taking every single one of his courses online. So it is definitely doable. When I was at Georgia, my senior year, I didn't go to campus. Every single one of my classes was taken online. Now, I only had two classes to get left to get to my degree, so I wasn't taking a full course load. But Justin Fields last year, he's still in his undergrad at Ohio State. He's taking a full core class credit. He did it all virtually. And I promise you, this is happening way more than the common folk is aware of it. So it is absolutely doable. It's just the presidents don't want to. They're seeing the potential of this whole thing imploding from an NCAA amateurism model, and they understand that there are certain things that if they allow, it'll basically mean that all of this is going to blow up and they'll have to admit it and confess it, even though we already know it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems that way. They want to avoid the litigation and lawsuits of football players getting special treatment that regular students are not, so everything has to be equitable. But the biggest issue in completing a season, you can't have 15 to 20 infections on teams at any given moment, and that is the challenge. If you're not going to quarantine or separate the players from the general student population, I think we've got big problems on our hands coming up. You know, I opened the segment today, the show today, Hudson, at 3 o'clock, talking about, again, what we're seeing. And this is the challenge in terms of what we do in media, right, Hudson? They say don't talk politics because you fractionate your audience when you do that. But look at the decisions that we've seen, Hudson, in the last 24 hours. Is it not those conferences that play in more left-leaning states deciding not to play? They have better virus numbers than the conferences in more right-leaning states, But despite higher virus numbers, those conferences are full system go. It's seemingly impossible to avoid talking about this stuff without bringing politics into it, is it not?
No, it is. And so much of sports is politics now and vice versa. And I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. That's just kind of the world. They're both very embedded and kind of intertwined with each other now. And so I'm okay with that, Mark, as long as both voices are allowed to be given, you know, as long as both sides, both opinions. I think a problem with that we're facing now in media is that for most media companies, only one opinion is allowed to be given, and it's become an echo chamber. And so I'm all for politics and sports as long as we can have a conversation and we can have a dialogue and we can learn and we can grow and it be civil and it be done civilly and both sides and both people's arguments and cases can be made. But I think you're exactly right. I mean, I brought that up this morning and I was talking about, you know, I don't want to believe that the decision by the Big Ten had anything to do with the election in November. But if you look at it, what I know historically is that people from the academia world, which is that's presidents, they tend to be left-leaning people, left-leaning bipartisan, and football coaches tend to be right-leaning. And so when I look at how it broke down the voting process between the presidents, the two presidents that voted for a season in the Big Ten both came from Iowa and Nebraska. Well, those two states traditionally vote Republican. And then you look at the rest of the states, they traditionally vote blue. They vote Democrat. And so when the president came out and he said he was in favor of having a college football season, I didn't think that it was very far-fetched to possibly conjure up the idea that was this decision made to influence and affect the November 3rd and November 4th election. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying that I don't think it's that far-fetched to try to connect those dots and wonder if it is, because I know me if I was a Big Ten football player, I'd be sitting here today to Commissioner Warren going, okay, how did you arrive at this decision? What evidence drove this? Because 4 days ago, you showboated, you released a schedule, and 4 days later, you're canceling the season. What I do know is the virus didn't change in 4 days. The information of the virus didn't change. So something happened and it's fishy and it doesn't pass the smell test to me if I was a player.
Me either. Hudson Mason joining us. Hudson, is it time that college football becomes a privatized entity, a business with a CEO and employees? In recent days, I've heard the college football business model described as a house of cards. So let's fix the house of cards. Do you make it a privatized entity at this point, Hudson?
Me personally, Mark, I would be, and I think I speak on behalf of all of college football players, because I've been in that locker room and I've had these conversations. These are the same conversations we had 5 years ago at Georgia. The difference is that we just didn't have as much leverage then as these players do now to enforce change. And so to me, most college football players would be content if you told them you can capitalize off name, image, and likeness. I don't think the players want to become a union. I don't think that's their end goal, but they look at it and they go, okay, desperate times call for desperate measures. And if, you know, you guys are not going to allow us to capitalize off our name and who I am as a person and what I bring to the university, then we really have no other choice. And my statement to people who would be on the other side of the fence and don't believe that players should be able to make money off their name is, I don't know, Mark, how you can be a supporter of the American democracy, capitalism, and simultaneously defend the NCAA model that says you as a human being, Hudson Mason, you can't make money off your last name. I mean, that's who I am. That is as American as apple pie. And the NCAA is the modern day Gestapo is what they are. And being able and telling somebody that you can't make money off your name and your image and who you are as an individual, I think is completely contrary to what makes this country great.
Hudson Mason, great stuff. You can hear him on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. See him on the SEC Network. Former starting quarterback from the University of Georgia. Hudson, greatly appreciate your unique insight. A wonderful piece, how canceling college football season will backfire on universities and the NCAA. Check that out now on thefederalist.com. Hudson, thank you so very much for your time today, pal.
Anytime, Mark.
All right, Hudson Mason, University of Georgia quarterback, heard right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. Well, I guess this is growing up. Blink 182, fantastic to be here with you guys. Don't do that. I'm loving this tune, man. Come on. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a hump day edition of the show. Proof that an old dog can learn new tricks, emphasis on old. Lonzo's tweeting about hockey now. This is crazy. Who knew?
Yeah, but it was disappointing. The team I was rooting for got beat. So
what's going on? Give me the update.
Washington lost to New York 4-2.
There you go. All right. Let's check out our text line. Sammy Watkins, vote for Sammy Watkins in the Frank Martin fight. Also, another texter says, Sammy Watkins makes Frank Martin look like Mike Tyson when Buster Douglas knocks them out. I think that's got to be another vote for Sammy Watkins. I really do. Can't believe it. Clemson Nation coming strong in support of one Sammy Watkins. All right, folks, it is time to do an abbreviated version of Either Or, a couple options on life and sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, everybody, here we go. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, so you wasn't in the state, or you weren't in the state. And
say what? Come again, English, please?
Yeah. You wasn't here Sunday, and so you didn't. You may have read about this.
Yeah.
A 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit Sparta, North Carolina, along the Virginia border on Sunday morning, and I got to tell you, it woke me up, and the house shook, and it was like a giant hand reached down and grabbed the house and shook it four times. So here's a question. Is it onsides or offsides to go back to sleep after the earth shakes your house?
I don't think you did that. I thought your anxiety was at too high a level. By the way, do you know how irritated, annoyed, ticked off I was that I missed that, Lonzo? My entire life, I've just wanted to feel what that feels like. Like BackFit has like a vibrating table that you stand on when you're done. And I'm like, this is the closest that I've ever felt to maybe being in an earthquake.
Here's the difference.
I want
between
to experience it.
Yeah. I'm surrounded by 20 to 30 foot trees. So if the ground shakes too much, I'm getting crushed.
Was the wife already up? Were you guys both asleep?
Yeah, she was already up. I was sleeping in.
What
a
was
bit.
She thinking? Did she lose her balance at all? Like what was that like?
She was sitting down. I walked in later. It was like, was there an earthquake? She's like, I think maybe it felt like it. And then we looked it up and found out it was an earthquake. So
unbelievable. So it woke you up and you went back to bed?
I did.
Can't believe it, man. I was so upset to have missed that. Who knew? Earthquakes in South Carolina? Nuts, man. All right, a school district in Washington, D.C. says pajamas are not allowed for online classes, e-learning. Onsides or offsides, Lonzo?
I know I'm going to sound old here, but I'm going to say onsides because you cannot regulate what kind of pajamas someone is wearing or not wearing. So I get why they're doing it. You know, a junior or senior being a little risque with their a pajama choice could hurt the curriculum.
Okay, well, there's appropriate and there's inappropriate, and regular pajamas
are not. Yeah, but who judges
not...
that? Who judges? I mean, again, you know, profanity and all the and things being vulgar, and it's all subjective to where you are and all that kind of
Do
stuff.
Do you know on Pajama Day, which was my favorite day ever as a teacher, there's something that is incredibly empowering about wearing your grizzly bear slippers into work. There was a teacher that wore something that got her sent home. For a teacher, for Pajama Day. Can you believe that? I mean,
Did you see what it was?
Unfortunately not. I was very upset about that, but I heard it through the grapevine. I never did see it with my eyes, man.
Oh, come on, man. There were pictures out there.
I have no idea, but it's way offsides. It's way offsides. Yeah, look, you're making the kids be at home. At least let the kids be comfortable, all right? As long as it's safe for work, safe for school, you don't need to be legislating that. Give me a break. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, a jewelry company is working on the world's most expensive face mask. The mask is made from 18-karat white gold and encrusted with 3,600 black diamonds, along with a top-of-the-line N99 filter for extra protection. The price tag, a cool $1.5 million. Is this onsides or offsides?
I want that mask. I need that mask. Lonzo, for my birthday, last year for my birthday, you got me a pair of headphones this year for my birthday. Can you get me that 1.7?
That was actually Christmas, but you're at least you remember the gift this time.
Yeah.
Chinese businessman has already bought it.
He's bought the $1.7 million mask?
Yes, he has.
Oh, my God. I do like that the masks are becoming like a sign of our own uniqueness, right? They're becoming kind of stylish. There's different looks to them all. Some of them, Lonzo, some of them look like a character in your video game that you're playing, Ghosts of Hiroshima or whatever that game
Tsushima.
You're playing.
Yeah, no, Tsushima. I already beat it, but yeah.
The masks look like they're part of like some sort of samurai game, some of these masks that I'm seeing. It's pretty cool, honestly, pretty cool. I weigh on sides, Lonzo. Give me that mask.
Oh, it's offsides because, I mean, so you're wearing that mask. You got to be worried about someone swiping that thing off your face. No. I mean, but there again, if he's quarantined, he's not really going anywhere. So I guess it's all right.
There you go. That is offsides for today, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, as we like to do on the show, we close the show with a take to take with you. It's on the flip side of this break right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody. Great to be here with you. Hump Day Edition. We helped you get over it. You helped us get over it. We appreciate you greatly. Check out our text line. Texter says, pajamas are offsides. Come on, Mark Ryan. You have to get up and get your life together and be presentable in everything you do. It teaches responsibility and provides structure. Yeah, in a normal situation, Texter, I completely agree with you. but nothing about this situation has been normal. Life has been very, very difficult for a lot of people, and my biggest concern is that they're in class. My biggest concern is that they're engaged. I think we all need a little bit of slack this year, and this is the year I let the kids be in pajamas for class, right? You have pajama day at school. Now it's just a little bit longer. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. I was looking at, we closed the show today with a take to take with you. There are so many sports going on right now, and we were talking about this, that this could be fantastic here moving forward to the fall. Look at what's going on right now. Just had the PGA Championship. NASCAR's in full swing. MLS crowned its MLS is back champion. The NBA is going to be beginning its postseason this weekend. Major League Baseball season is going on. NHL playoffs going on. Like, literally, we went from having nothing going on. I went from having to discuss, Lonzo and I, having to plan a four-hour show with literally nothing. And let me tell you, the days where there was nothing going on and the only thing happening was racial unrest, those were some of the hardest shows we've ever had to do. I mean, it's mentally and emotionally exhausting to do that, right? It is. So I'm perusing social media, and I see that a prominent sports personality is saying that it's only a matter of time before the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC peace out of this season as well. Only a matter of time before that happens. I'm seeing another person, another publication, saying that many of the top players in college football are already aligning themselves with agents. It is not clear whether these are only players from the Big Ten and the Pac-12, or whether these are also players from the three conferences that right now have plans to play. What could potentially derail? What could potentially derail these other conferences? The virus isn't going to change a whole bunch, folks. We've already seen, you know, baseball right now is in the midst of kind of working through its problems, right? Baseball does have some teams that have played seven games and other teams that have played 18. It is the weirdest thing you've ever seen. The St. Louis Cardinals have had double-digit cases. The Miami Marlins have had double-digit cases, 20 cases in their organization to be exact. But they're figuring it out, right? They're figuring it out. The Cleveland Indians had a couple cases, but they had a couple guys that broke quarantine and endangered everyone else on the team by doing so. We're figuring this out slowly but surely. And college football is able to use the notes that Major League Baseball, that the NHL, that MLS, and the NBA are giving them. And my hope is that when we get to mid to late September, and we reach that glorious moment where toe meets leather in college football, that we are then at a place where the virus numbers have continued to fall, that treatments are looking better, that vaccine candidates are looking better, and that we have practical ideas and solutions to help keep our players and our coaches and our students safe. I can believe in that. Can you? I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm an optimist. I think college football is going to happen. I think ACC, Big 12, SEC, I think we're down for it. How about you? Appreciate you guys so very much. Thanks for listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.